Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about goddesses, mythical figures who've shaped culture, history, and imagination around the world. Today, we're talking about a deity honored in Haitian voodoo, but this particular goddess originally hailed from Ireland. She represents the blend of African and Celtic religious traditions that happened during European colonization and the Atlantic slave trade. Please welcome Maman Brigitte. Maman Brigitte is one of the most venerated figures in Haitian voodoo. She is a loa, a spirit that acts as an intermediary between humans and the divine creator god, Bandye. While Bandye is more distant and detached from everyday human affairs, loa freely act on the human world and are even known to possess humans. But in voodoo, possession isn't scary or evil. It's a way for loa, like Maman Brigitte, to communicate with humans, guide them in troubled times, and even heal the sick. Loa might also reveal themselves through other elements of nature, like trees, rivers, mountains, or fire. Maman Brigitte is believed to be a version of the Celtic goddess Brigid. She originated in pre-Christian Ireland before the nation was colonized by Britain. Brigid was associated with healing and wisdom. With long, fiery red hair, she served as the connection between humans and the other world. Later, the goddess evolved into Saint Brigid of Kildare, one of the patron saints of Ireland. During the colonial era, many Irish and Scottish people were brought to the Americas and the Caribbean as indentured servants. They usually had to work for 4 to 7 years in exchange for lodging, food, and passage to the New World. Sometimes, indentured servants were people who'd been convicted of crimes and had chosen labor contracts over prison time. The years before freedom could be difficult. These servants did have some rights, but their working conditions were often abusive. During the same period, millions of African people were forcibly taken from their native lands and were violently enslaved. In Haiti, West African religious traditions mixed with Catholicism, and voodoo developed. The practice became a uniting force among enslaved Haitians. It fanned the sparks of revolution that eventually won Haiti independence from France. As voodoo became more popular and spread through other colonies, it came in contact with the traditions of indentured servants. some of whom still held on to Celtic traditions. Catholic saints, Celtic goddesses, and the Loa of Vodou were suddenly all intermingled. And somewhere along the way, Brigid, or Saint Brigid of Kildare, became Maman Brigitte. In Vodou, spirits are divided into houses. Maman Brigitte and her husband, Baron Samdi, ruled over the spirits of the dead. They embody irreverence. They love to drink and curse, and they exude sexuality. But Maman Brigitte is also associated with healing, fertility, and motherhood. She's both feminine and terrifying, intimidating but a protector, especially of women. Maman Brigitte often guards over cemeteries. The gravestone of the first woman buried in a new plot might be marked with her special cross, which features the symbol of a heart or a rooster. It's a sign that she belongs to Maman Brigitte. If you want help from Maman Brigitte, you need to have her favorite offering on hand, rum infused with hot peppers. In exchange, she can keep you safe and guide you through the pain of childbirth, or protect you from abuse or unfaithful lovers. Wrongdoers will be punished harshly. Maman Brigitte also aids worshippers during times of sickness. She will provide healing or, if the time has come, gently shepherd a Vodou practitioner into death. She's honored in some traditions on November 2nd, which is known as All Souls' Day in many Christian denominations. Other traditions celebrate Maman Brigitte on February 2nd, the feast day for St. Brigid of Kildare. All month, we're talking about goddesses. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.